This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, before her recent Senate confirmation hearing, Brooke Rollins faced skepticism over her lack of direct agricultural experience, but sought to reassure lawmakers by highlighting her rural routes and policy background during her meeting in Washington. Despite initial doubts, her testimony resonated with the committee and they conveyed a strong commitment to supporting farmers and ranchers. And by the end of her hearing with the Senate Ag Committee, Rollins had made a positive impression on many in attendance. And one of those that's been reassured by that meeting is Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg, and we'll talk with him next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg talked with us about the confirmation hearing of Brooke Rollins for the USDA top job. Nagg feels that she would be a strong advocate for the whole of the agriculture community. He says that in talking with Senators Grassley and Ernst, he feels like she will have the best interest of Iowa producers in mind.
I mean, I think she hit the mark on everything as it related to her confirmation hearing. She performed very well, I thought. And I think more than that even was the fact that all by all indications, and certainly talking with our senators, Grassley and Ernst, they have had a thorough vetting process, asked her. They clearly are satisfied with her answers and things, especially around biofuels and trade. And, you know, that's part of the process. I have not met directly with the soon-to-be secretary, but I hear good things.
One thing that the secretary says is a vital in the position in the cabinet is to make sure you have the ear of the president. Now, someone always must fill the role, but if you don't have the attention of the Oval Office, it's hard to get your concerns and needs to the president's desk. Nagg feels like Rollins has this level of interaction with President Trump, and that it's a reciprocating relationship in which Trump also has her ear to convey his concerns about the ag industry.
I think it's important is there's two things. One is I think she's very, obviously very well connected to the president. The president trusts her. She has a history of working in the White House and working on the American First Policy Institute. I mean, she's somebody that the president knows. She's got his ear. He's got her ear. That's important. The other is that as we start to see the ranks at USDA filled out with the undersecretaries, some high quality, very ag knowledgeable folks who people know, they're trusted, they're respected. She's making some very wise, I think, selections in those positions. You know, those undersecretary positions, the deputy secretary, chief of staff, the legal counsel, these are very important roles to actually getting the machinery of USDA to work. And I think she's selected some very, very good qualified people there. So I'm very positive about her and about the team that she's assembling at the USDA.
Now, of course, there is no timetable on when Brooke Rollins will go before the full Senate to be voted on and confirmed as the next Secretary of Agriculture and only the second woman to hold that position. It's been a very slow go getting some of the cabinet appointees into their positions, as only a small handful of Trump's nominees have made it that far. And even with a Republican-controlled Senate, it hasn't been a given that those nominees will get in. You don't have to look any further than the difference in the votes between Marco Rubio for state and Pete Hegseth for defense. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.